It's time for the Savvy Realtor Podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty, serving you throughout the Triangle, teaching you about the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home. You can find the team online by going to acolerealty.com. That's A-C-O-L-E, realty.com, or by calling 919-578-3128. That's 919-578-3128. And now, it's time for one of the top realtors in the Triangle, Angie Cole, and the Savvy Realtor Podcast.
Angie, it is great to be with you this week. What's going on in your world?
Yeah, I mean, things are rocking and rolling.
Nice.
Our team, yeah, A. Cole Realty, we are sitting right at 100 pending contracts for 2024 already.
Already?
And then, of course, yeah. I mean, I feel like 2023 was definitely a slower year. We still had an amazing year.
Okay.
Our team closed 423 homes, but in 2022, we were at 525. So we were down a little bit, and that was a direct, you know, correlation between interest rates on the rise, right? People just kind of halted. People were no longer in a position that they could make a move. So things shifted around. But 2024 is coming around, or has come around already. And we just saw, I think the comfort level is there for the buyer client. You know, I think they're finally on board with, hey, these are the interest rates, right? You know, we can't just hold on forever hoping they would go way back down. And in all transparency, I never see them going back to under a 3. We would all love that, but doubt it's going to happen. And, you know, many of our buyer clients, they're also in the mindset that, hey, let me buy now. I mean, I know I personally did. I closed on a home just 1st of January. And you know what? Interest rates will drop. They will come down. And I'll refi when it's time. We have just seen in this last week or so, interest rates did go up another like half of a point. So they have been kind of flopping around. But again, you know, a lot of buyers, a lot of sellers out there, we're still seeing very strong appreciation because there is such limited inventory. The other thing that we're seeing too is multiple offers. Multiple offers are back in all price points, even our luxury price points. So just be prepared if you are in the buying market. You more than likely could easily be in a multiple offer situation. We were talking with one of our agents this past week, and the home she was making an offer on had already been on the market 24 days. Sure enough, makes an offer, and all of a sudden, two other offers come in. You know,
wow.
So yeah, that again is just a direct reflection of just the low inventory, more buyers in the market entering that spring market as well, and it's getting competitive out there again. So we are seeing appreciation, which is wonderful. That hasn't stopped.
Yeah, it's great. Appreciation is good. A little competition helps as well. Even maybe we can keep it from the out of control range that we have experienced in the
Hopefully
past.
Hopefully so. Yeah. I don't know. We've had some of our agents that, I mean, have gone 25K over, strong due diligence, still lost.
Okay.
I know.
Crazy.
So it's interesting to
And we're not even in the like true spring market
we're
yet.
We're not even totally there. Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Well, very cool. It just shows that your team knows how to make things happen, Angie, and you guys always have your pulse on the market and are aggressive for your clients and make sure that you get everything happening for them. So we hear those stories all the time from you about how these transactions transpire and what you're looking for and how to make the most out of it. All right, Angie, let's get to some listener questions. And I've got a good one here from Ben. Ben is in Raleigh and says, I'm being relocated for work and don't know much about the community. We have a budget of about $1 million, and I don't mind a bit of a drive since I'll work from home at least 2 days per week. What are some good neighborhoods I should check out in my price range? We have 5 kids, so I'd like some room to breathe. Minimum of a big yard and even some acreage would be nice if possible.
Well, that sounds super exciting, Ben. So there is actually a decent amount of subdivisions or neighborhoods that you could search around. You typically will find, more than likely, it's going to be new construction. It's kind of the direction that we're going in, but not 100%. But, you know, some of the neighborhoods I would strongly consider you said around $1 million. Actually, let me redirect you because I was just did kind of a broad range. Some of the areas that we can consider, Carlisle. That one is actually not new construction, kind of built in the early 2000s. We're seeing ranges, though, in the $1 million price point, you know, square footage-wise, you know, over 5,000. Even there's one on the market currently at about 9,500 square feet. you know, again, if we're looking at the $1 million price point, I would say most of the homes that are available and on the market, if you're really wanting that acreage, the 1 acre plus, you might need to scoot up to about 1.5 or so. But definitely we can give you guidance there. It just might be tweaking the acreage a little bit. That's what's holding you back. Another neighborhood to look at would be Chatsworth. So again, not new construction. If I mentioned new construction in the beginning, but we would have jumped price point. But Chatsworth has beautiful homes, and you know they're ranging 6,000 plus square feet. Again, those sitting around like the 1.5 mark. Some others just to throw at you: Foxcroft, Fox Hill. But again, what you're typically going to see if you're looking to be in Raleigh and you're wanting that acre plus, you generally are going to shoot up in price point. You know, we're getting into the twos and the threes. $3 million price point. So we might need to kind of pull back a little bit on the acreage if staying around that $1 million mark is important to you. But again, I mean, we would always love to chat with you through your housing search and your criteria. We want to make sure we're setting you up with listings and homes that meet your needs, your specifications, and also in your, you know, price point that's comfortable for you. And so if you would like to connect, you can actually just call me directly on my cell phone or text me. My number is 919-538-6477. Would love to have that conversation with you about your housing search, give you guidance, and take it from there.
It's a great question, Ben. Thanks for sending that one in to us. Yeah, it's always nice when you can have some details and specifics about your search. It just makes the process a little bit easier to zero in and narrow down what you're looking for and point you in the right direction. So definitely have that deeper conversation, Ben, about what you're looking for and aiming for there. The number again is 919-538-6477. Call or text Angie at that number. And that goes for anybody who has questions about real estate here in the Triangle. 919-538-6477 or go online to acolerealty.com. All right, got another good question here, Angie. This one is from Terry, and Terry is in Cary. And Terry says, how do I know if I'm a luxury buyer? I've heard the term, but is there a set price point? And what is different about buying a home if I'm in that category? I've lived in my current modestly priced home for almost 20 years, and my income and savings are up dramatically in that time span. So we'll have a sizable budget for our next property. I'm just not sure what will be different this time around since my last house was bought for less than $150,000.
Yeah, Terry, wonderful question again. We generally say that luxury is double of whatever the like average price point is in the area. So in our area, over, you know, the overall like Triangle and MLS that we service, you know, I would say in our team, we're sticking around 400 plus as far as average price point. So our team, we say, hey, anytime it's a home 800K, we're labeling it as luxury. When you go from state to state and area to area, of course, that changes. So I would really just take the average price point, double it, and I would say that would put you into the luxury kind of pool.
I did not know that that was the definition. So I learned something new today on today's show.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And does anything really change on the process, Angie, if you're in that category?
Okay. No. I mean, I would say as far as the buyer goes, no, nothing changes. Other than if they are obtaining financing, typically when you go into more of a luxury price point, you might be going the route of a jumbo loan. Jumbo loans, unfortunately, typically the interest rate is a little bit higher. But as far as the process for the buyer, no different. I would just say, of course, when we're starting to go into luxury properties, you know, the bells, the whistles, the customizations, that changes. And so that changes for us as the agent and just, you know, understanding the overall product and guiding you there. But, you know, as far as the home buying process for a luxury buyer, it's no different. All price points are the same per se.
Okay. So Terry's not going to have to learn a whole new house buying process at all.
No, process is the same.
Potentially
process
in a different
is the
category.
Same. Okay. Exactly. Yep.
You've been listening to the Savvy Realtor Podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole. She's the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty here in the Triangle. And if you have questions for Angie, we invite you to go online to acolerealty.com. Listen to past podcast episodes on the website, read the blog, and all the great information, including the option to find a home right there on the website. That's acolerealty.com. And you can also call Angie with your questions, 919-578-3128.
Did you know that Angie Cole also has a radio show? Tune into The Savvy Realtor, Saturdays at noon on 106.1 FM WTKK.